Hello everyone, Ryan Stevens on the Pick and Rollout. Championship week is here and we have a ton of basketball to cover. Let's get things started right out of the gate in the Big 12 tournament. 12:30 p.m. Eastern on the Big 12 Network / ESPN Plus. It's the Oklahoma State Cowboys taking on the UCF Knights. Oklahoma State 12-19 this year, 4-14 in the conference. UCF 16-14 this year, 7-11 in the conference. UCF currently favored by 4. This one opened up with a 3.5-point line in favor of the Knights. UCF comes in having won their regular season finale against TCU. They also won 3 of their last 5 games overall. Oklahoma State currently on a 5-game losing streak. Looking at the overall trends, Oklahoma State, in addition to losing those 5 games straight up, has failed to cover each of those last 5 games. They're just 1-5 against the spread in their last 6 games against Big 12 opponents. They are 0-6-1 against the spread in their last 7 games in the month of March. They have lost 11 consecutive Tuesday games, and they are 0-8 straight up when playing on Tuesdays on the road. UCF has covered 4 of their last 5 despite winning only 4 of their last 12 games. They have, however, covered 12 of their last 17 in the Big 12. They're 7-2 against the spread in their last 9 Tuesday games. So I think UCF is going to look pretty strong in this one. They won the only regular season meeting between these two teams, 77-71, back on February 28th in Orlando. 4 points, you got two teams that really aren't very good. This is opening round Big 12 basketball, but I think UCF's going to get it done. I'll take the Knights minus 4. Over-under is 136 in this matchup. The under has hit in 4 of Central Florida's last 5 in the month of March. The over has hit in 6 of Oklahoma State's last 7. I think this one will trend toward the latter. I think this one gets over 136. Next up, we go to the ACC. 2 o'clock Eastern on ACC Network, the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets taking on the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. This one a 1-point spread in favor of Notre Dame. They are 12-19 overall this year, 7-13 in the conference. Georgia Tech a matching 7-13 record in ACC play, 14-17 overall. Both of these teams coming in having lost their regular season finale. Notre Dame dropped their last 2 games to UNC and Virginia Tech, respectively. Georgia Tech lost their final game of the season to Virginia. They actually won 3 games prior to that with nice wins over Wake Forest, Florida State, and Miami. Elsewhere in the trends for these two teams, Georgia Tech has covered 5 of their last 7 overall, but they've only won 6 of their last 20. They're also 6-13 straight up in their last 19 games against teams from the ACC. 4-1 against the spread, though, when playing on Tuesdays away from home. Notre Dame, as I mentioned, 6-12 straight up in their last 18 games overall. They are 5-1 against the spread, though, in their last 6 games. They've covered 4 of their last 5 in the ACC, just 1-4 straight up, though, in their last 5 games in the month of March. And they've only won 3 of their last 10 played on Tuesdays. Between these two teams, Notre Dame won both of the regular season matchups, an overtime victory back in January, and a 3-point win on Valentine's Day. That one was in South Bend. Notre Dame has covered 8 of the last 11 against Georgia Tech. Notre Dame has won 5 of the last 6. I think when you put all that together, it is tough to beat a team 3 times in one season. But a lot of times those teams aren't 6-14 in the conference. So I think the Irish get this one done. I'll take Notre Dame minus the point. Over-under total is 131.5. The under has hit in 6 of Georgia Tech's last 9 overall and 4 of their last 5 on Tuesdays. They have seen the over come home, though, in 6 of their last 8 in the month of March. When these two teams have met, the over has hit in 8 of the last 10 meetings. That's tough to ignore. I think this one gets over the total. We stick in the ACC, 4:30 Eastern on ACC Network. The Louisville Cardinals taking on the NC State Wolfpack. NC State, a 9.5-point favorite in this game. They were 17-14 overall this year, 9-11 in the ACC. Louisville, 8-23 overall, 3-17 in the conference. Neither one of these teams coming in with much momentum. NC State lost their final four games of the regular season. Louisville lost their last seven games. These teams did meet earlier this year. That was an 89-83 victory for NC State in January. That one was in Louisville. The Cardinals have failed to cover the spread in each of their last seven games while losing seven straight. They're also 0-6 straight up in their last six games in the month of March, and they have lost 10 in a row on Tuesdays. NC State 2-4 against the spread in their last six, just 1-4 straight up in their last five games against teams from the ACC. They too have lost five in a row in the month of March and are just 3-7 against the spread in their last 10 Tuesday games. Between these two teams, though, Louisville has covered five of the last six. These teams, not very good, not a lot going for either one. I guess the only positive trend is that Louisville's covered five of six. We'll roll with that. Give me the Cardinals plus 9.5. 148.5 is the total. The total has gone under in five of Louisville's last six overall, but the total has gone over in six of NC State's last eight. The last two time these two teams met, we got over the 170 mark, the number here being just 148.5. We'll take the over. Our last game for this episode of the Pick and Rollout, we're going to go from the Atlantic Coast to the Atlantic 10, 2 o'clock Eastern on ESPN+. The George Washington Revolutionaries taking on the LaSalle Explorers. LaSalle is a 2-point favorite in this matchup. The Explorers 15-16 overall this year, 6-12 in conference play. George Washington also 15-16 overall this year, but 4-14 in the conference. George Washington lost 12 of their last 13 games, including their regular season finale. These two teams met twice this season. LaSalle won both by 10 and by 6 in those two meetings. George Washington, despite losing 12 of 13, is actually 4-1-1 against the spread in their last six games. They're just 1-4 straight up in their last five games in the month of March and are 0-5 against the spread in their last nine Tuesday games. LaSalle, 4-1-1 against the spread in their last six as well, just 5-11 straight up in their last 16 games. This one is going to be a slobber knocker, as Jim Ross used to say. When these teams have squared up, though, LaSalle has won four of the last six overall. As I mentioned, they won by 10 and by 6 in their first two meetings this season. With this being just a 2-point line, I've got to say I think LaSalle will pull away and get more than a bucket worth of victory here. I'm going to take LaSalle minus the 2. 147.5 is the total. The total has gone under in four of George Washington's last six overall. LaSalle has seen the under hit in each of their last five games, as well as six of their last seven against teams from the Atlantic 10, and four of their last five in the month of March. When these two teams have met, five of the last seven games have gone under. We're going to take under 147.5. That's going to do it for this episode of the Pick and Rollout. We're going to be back with another episode for Championship Week Tuesday. We're going to be back all week long covering as many games as we possibly can. So be sure to subscribe to the feed wherever you're listening to this podcast. For the Pick and Rollout, I'm Ryan Stevens. Thank you for joining us.